glad I didn't cry on that one.
You did good. Thank you.
That's what I love about these. It's like you have to be open and vulnerable. Like that's what it is. All right. So my story today is not my personal testimony. I'm sharing someone else's testimony. So our story today is about two best friends, and the older one's name is Sharp. She was born in 1950. So you can see her little cute face with her green eyes and blonde hair. The other girl was born 2 years younger, or 2 years, yeah, after that. Her name is Diana. Look at her chubby cheeks and her big brown eyes. So these girls were cousins, and early on they became best friends. But their home lives were completely different. So Diana's home, she lived with her brother and her parents, was stable, safe, secure. Both of her parents were in church. They had, you know, like good jobs. They went to church frequently. They were involved in ministry. They had plenty of money. Her dad actually had a cash box that he kept in the closet. And anytime they needed something, like, you know, I need a new pair of shoes, you know, for my new dress this weekend, Char and Diana took a lot of advantage of that box throughout the year. So they would just sneak in there and get whatever they wanted to. But that was okay, because that's what it was there for. So her life was good. She was happy, secure, and safe. So Char's home was a little bit different. And it's a little bit blurry, I'm sorry. But this is her. Her house was a little bit different. She lived with her parents and two brothers. Her mom was raised in church, but she backslid. And so she married someone that didn't have any interest in going to church or living for God. There was a lot of fighting and chaos in her home. So her dad was addicted to alcohol. So when he would come home drunk, he was very mean to his children and to his wife. He didn't want to go to church, and he didn't want anyone else going to church either. But Char's mom knew this is where the truth is. So even though she didn't live right, she knew her kids need to go there, but she didn't drive. So they would sometimes walk, they would sometimes get rides, and she wanted them to be in church. So Char didn't feel protected at home. This is why I start crying. I started crying last time too, because I'm a Sunday school teacher, so it gets me. But she was happy, unhappy, and scared at home. But there was one place where she felt loved and secure. You know where that place is?
Church.
Yes, in Sunday school. So she knew for 2 hours every week she can have a safe and secure place to be. And that's what we want to be, right? For people that come into our Sunday school classes. So she wished she could go to Sunday school every day. She could feel the love of God as soon as she walked into the classroom. And she made a determination in her mind, I'm going to be here as much as possible, and I'm going to live for God. So these two girls were raised like sisters because they were together so much. And when they were 12 and 13, around this time, they received the Holy Ghost on the same night at the same time. That night, they both dedicated their lives to God and made a commitment that they're going to serve God for the rest of their lives. Neither one of them had ever experienced anything like the Holy Ghost and the happiness that they felt. This Holy Ghost is real, and their lives were changed. So before long, there we are. Before long, they started getting, huh?
We have
sneak peek. I know, you have sneak peek. I feel like you didn't see it. They started being used in ministry. So Diana would play the piano, and Char would sing, and they were like the dynamic duo. They did children's church, and that continued on for years and years. They loved to teach kids in Sunday school and children's church. So about a year after they received the Holy Ghost and were baptized, they were at Diana's house just hanging out, talking, having a good time. You know, like how you do when y'all are just hanging out with your friends and talking about what you're going to wear and how you're going to fix your hair. And let me tell you something about the hair. So in these days, the hair was really big. Like the how your hair, the closer to God, you know? So they would put like boxes, people in this generation would put boxes and stuff in their hair to make it stay up real tall. But then you had to sleep and go to church the next morning, so they would sleep with their head hanging off the bed so they didn't mess up their hair. That's dedicated to fashion. So anyway, they're just hanging out, talking, and the phone call came. Diana's brother is 10 years old, and he was out playing in a field at their grandparents' house, and a drunk driver ran off the road and killed him. So Diana, her mom and dad, shower, all get in the car and race to the hospital. So now Diana's home would never be the same. Her parents were overcome with grief, and they didn't know how to handle it. This would have been a really good time to draw close to God, but they didn't. They made bad decisions, one after the other, and eventually they left church and the truth. So now Diana's happy, secure, safe home is not that way anymore. It's sad. There's discontentment. There's fighting. Her parents separated for a while, and it wasn't easy for her. She went and lived with someone else in the church because it was craziness at home. But she continued to get rides to church and stay faithful to God. So through all this confusion, she knew the Holy Ghost that she had inside was true, and she made a commitment to never leave. So if you have a loss or a family member dies, stops going to church, it's easy to slowly start forgetting God. Or maybe you get mad at God. Like, how could you allow this to happen? How can you allow my parents to get a divorce, or my dad to leave, or my brother to die, or my family to quit going to church? I want you to think about an event in your life where you've wondered, God, why is this happening? It's okay to question God. It's okay to be hurt and angry and mad. But what do you do with those feelings? Do you just let that bitterness grow on the inside? Or do you turn your broken heart to God and say, God, I don't understand why, but I trust you. So back to our story. It's a little blurry again, but there they are. What do you think Diana and Char did? So at just a little bit older than you guys, they had some big decisions to make, right? So they started calling friends and getting a ride to church. They kept praying. They kept reading their Bibles. I thought I lost it again. Okay, good. And they continued to stay faithful to church. And even though they were hurt and broken, they kept turning to God. They found godly mentor to look up to and help them make wise decisions. And they made the decision, I am here. I've got this for myself. So a couple weeks ago, Shar told me, God will always put somebody in your life that will help you. So it could be a Sunday school teacher, a preacher, pastor's wife, somebody else in the church. But there will always be somebody there that can help pray for you, guide you, help you make right decisions. Because sometimes when you're in the middle of chaos, it's hard to think straight and know even like what the right decisions are. But do you know whose responsibility it is to find that mentor? You just sit there and like, God, if anyone in this church loves me, they'll come up to me in the next 30 seconds and say these words. Like, no, it's your responsibility to find somebody and say, hey, I'm going through a hard time right now. I could really use someone to help guide and pray for me. Or even if you're not going through a hard time, go ahead and get them in place. Hey, if I start acting crazy or start making bad choices, I need you to tell me, hey, you need to get your act together. So, but then you have to be open and vulnerable with that person. Because if you just tell them, oh yeah, everything's great, I pray in my Bible every day, I've never been closer to God, but if that's not true, then that's hard for them to help you. So, now, always line up their advice with what you hear from the platform or from your preacher. So if you're talking to a mentor and they're like, the only way to be happy and to be saved is like jump off a cliff and just trust God, like catch me, Jesus. Like, no, that's going to be a little psycho. But you guys are smart. So you know, you can tell when someone's giving you good sound advice and when they're just being totally crazy. So have y'all guessed who Diana and Char are? Not yet? Okay. So they both got married. I'm going to zoom this one in a little bit. And started families of their own. And eventually they met Brother Sutton and started attending New Life. That's these
I knew it! I told you! I would have guessed.
So it's now been 57. It has been 57 years since they received the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they're still great friends, and their love for God and determination to serve Him has only grown stronger. So, do you think, since they made that decision, I'm going to live for God? Do you think their life has been rainbows and Skittles and unicorns and all the wonderful things?
No.
No, of course not. So they've had life like everybody else. You've had good days and bad days and mad days and excited and hurt days. But through all of that, they stayed faithful to God and He walked them through it. But what if they had made a different decision all those years ago? Who knows where they would be now? So Diana, Sir Corey's my mom. So if she had made a different decision, I wouldn't be here. A lot of your parents were taught in Sunday school by these ladies. If their influence wasn't at New Life, would your parents be here? Would you be here? So you never know the impact of your decisions, you know, as it moves on. The strongest force in this world is your will. God gives us free will and choice. He will not force us to love Him, but He's always nearby, waiting with open arms for you to love Him. So you got to make that decision. God, I am here. You can count on me no matter what. No matter what life throws at me, I'm here to serve you. And hold on, let me see what our...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all confused. Oh, we have like a lot of time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a couple minutes and pray. And I just want, just for like a minute, and it's a great time to just say, you know, commit yourself to God, like right now. I am old enough to make this decision.
Yes, there I am.
Huh?
Hopefully, Eli's game.
Yes, there I am. I love that game.
But I am making this decision, God, to live for you, and it doesn't matter what my parents do. It doesn't matter what my friends do.
That's right.
I'm here, and I'm old enough. You guys are old enough. That's right. You're the same age they were. When you said, I'm making this decision no matter what happens in this life. Like, I'm here to serve you. So if I can find my music app. Oh, there we go. All right, we can do this one. Let's just take a few minutes and talk to God, okay?
Diana, and she's always called me Diana.
That's right.
So that might trip you up some.
Yeah, I'm like,
Shirley.
I know, right away. said Char, I was like, oh.
When Melody first told the story, I knew, I was like, that is totally Sister Corey, but I cannot figure out who that other person is. And I was like, I know it's Charlene, but it ain't your mom. I was like, I know it's Charlene. Who Charlene is this? I couldn't figure it out.
All the kids here call me Shell Shell.
Yeah, that's what I know you by.
We tricked you.
Yeah, I was like, who is, I was like, Charlene.
Did
like,
you know a
I didn't want everybody to know, like, immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to add a comment to what you said. Yeah. And me growing up, I grew up at a church called Bible Tabernacle. Mm-hmm. That's when the divorce came and the fight, a lot of the stuff was going on.
Right.
And my mother walked away from God, my dad, and I went to that church. That church was my anchor.
Right.
You know, and when we had to leave the church, it just felt like somebody broke, because I was secure there.
Right.
That church was where everybody, I'd been through all these battles, you know.
Right.
I could run to the altar, run to church, and but when I had to leave that church, I had to find God in a whole new place for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was good. I enjoyed your testimony.
Oh, thank you.
She was the very
question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, when were you born?
I was born in 1950.
That's right.
Holy moly. I just turned 71 last month.
Oh, wow. Don't look a day over 20.
Oh, hallelujah. Tell it, sister.
Did y'all, like, went past the wars or whatever from the old time back?
Well, did you run through any of the wars?
My dad was in World War II, and my husband was supposed to be in the Vietnam War, but God delivered him from there. He, you know, went has, but he was supposed to be in the bad war, the Vietnam War. But God found favor with him, and he didn't have to go. They didn't draw his number out. That was just a God thing. But our granddaddy, we have the same granddaddy. We lived with our, we'd go to our grandparents' house. They had a lot to do with. I know some of the kids around here have grandparents that come to church, and maybe their parents don't. That just grab a hold of them grandparents and just learn what you can, how to love God and draw closer to Him.
All right, y'all got any other questions? All right, I think it's time to go back. We're a little early, but if you'll, so you can hang out here and just talk, or you can go into the, well, no, the sanctuary might have
somebody.
Sanctuary
have people in there.
Yeah, so we all just hang out
so
here for a little bit. Eat your snack.
And when we go walk to the sanctuary, just make sure y'all are a little bit quiet, because the last class was very
Yeah.
And they got in trouble. So we'll walk very quietly.
Yeah, you go ahead and eat your other snack. It's still a minute before lunch.
Yeah.
We got some time. I know, I'm so hungry too.
I feel
like a little like headache. I need to eat a great Panera.
I know.
You like Panera?
I wish I was home. That's like my Panera is like my favorite food. I heard all this for
August.
I had McDonald's every day.
I like McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A has
barbecue.
McDonald's.
Girl,
Chick-fil-A is chicken. That's it.
And I like McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I like
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 Mc